Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots remain undefeated. They picked up their sixth win of the season in a road game last night, 34-27 over the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are the team many Patriots fans blame for the Deflategate controversy, since it was in a playoff game against the Colts 9 months ago that the NFL concluded the Patriots were playing with deflated footballs. Here's what quarterback Tom Brady had to say about the Colts after the game last night.
Thought they did a good job in the run game. Thought they competed pretty hard. I thought our execution was off at times. So it was a good win. Glad we won. It's always good to win on the road.
Joining us now from Indianapolis at the airport there, getting set to leave the city after last night's game to talk about the much-hyped game, is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Very good morning, Mike Reese.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Tom Brady and his teammates consistently sidestepped questions about this being a revenge game, about Deflategate, but Colts fans clearly had Deflategate on their minds. What was the mood like in Indianapolis running up to the game and then after the game last night?
Well, the mood in Indianapolis, specifically with Colts fans, is that they were just concerned that they could keep the score close. They didn't have a lot of optimism that they would be able to hang with the New England Patriots in this game. As for the Patriots, like you said, Bob, they deflected it before and after the game. In fact, they were almost subdued after the victory. If you walked into those news conferences, you would have thought they almost lost the game. They weren't too happy with their performance.
The Colts themselves dodged questions about the Deflategate controversy after the game. Here's what Colts head coach Chuck Pagano said when asked about Deflategate.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Inflated football situation.
It had nothing to do with this football game or anything else. That was
it didn't have anything to do with this
long
game.
Long time ago.
So how significant is the dislike of the Patriots for the Colts, Mike Reese?
Well, it is significant, Bob. This is one of their hated rivals. I think that the feelings are probably more directed towards the person who picks the players for the Indianapolis Colts, their general manager, Ryan Grigson, because it was he who blew the whistle to the NFL and said, look, we have concerns about their football. And really, that's where it starts.
All right, now let's talk about the game last night. As we said, it was much hyped, at least in New England. The Patriots fans thought it was going to be a blowout by the Pats of the Colts last night, and it wasn't. It was a pretty close game. The lead went back and forth many times.
It was, Bob, and the key play in the game came late in the third quarter when the Indianapolis Colts tried to get tricky. They tried something unconventional. It was fourth down, and they were supposed to punt the ball away, and they aligned in a different formation than you would normally align in, and they ultimately snapped the ball into a compromising position where the Patriots were able to easily tackle them, gain possession of the ball in a good part of the field for them, and from that point on, the Patriots went on to score a touchdown and never looked back. And so that was really the discussion at the end of the game. Why did the Colts try to run that unconventional play? They almost gave the Patriots a touchdown and the momentum at that point in the game.
So do the Pats feel good about last night's win, or are they thinking that they really should have done quite better against this team?
Talking to Tom Brady and talking to some of the players, if you didn't know better, you would have thought they lost. And here's why they were so upset. They had a chance to bury the Colts in the fourth quarter, the final quarter, and they couldn't do it. Their final three drives on offense in the game were three and outs, which means they didn't get a single first down. They want to finish games a lot stronger than that going forward.
All right, let's talk about going forward. Next Sunday, the Patriots are back in Foxborough facing one of their old rivals, the New York Jets, the team that has just one loss this season. How challenging is that going to be, considering the Jets are playing pretty well?
It'll be a challenging game, like it always is, against their AFC East rival. And one of the big storylines in that game is the return of cornerback Darrelle Revis, who, of course, played for the Patriots last year and was such a key player for them in helping them win the Super Bowl. So now Revis returns to play against the Patriots, and he's one of the best players in the game at his position.
All right, well, there's the storyline that we can look forward to this week, the Patriots versus Darrelle Revis. Mike Reese, thanks a lot for talking about the Pats' win last night in Indianapolis. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Bob.